Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here and Robin Ellis. We are here to do the Outdoors and Radio Show and talk to you about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. That's what this show's all about. So that's what we're going to talk about. First day of rockfish season, the trophy season. The wind looks like it finally died down a little bit. We'd like to hear from you out there if you're listening on your way to the boat dock or whatever. Give us a call. Tell us where you're going, what you're using today. I mean, I'm pretty sure everybody's going to troll big old baits in the main channel back and forth across the channel along the channel edges and that type of thing in the main stem of the bay, which is the only place you're allowed to fish. And I'm here to reveal the top 10 rockfish colors today. Number one, white. Number two, chartreuse. Number three, white. Number four, chartreuse. Number five, white. Number six, chartreuse. Number seven is white. Eight is chartreuse. Number nine is white. And number 10 would be chartreuse. Hi, Robin.
I'm here.
You're here? What?
After that introduction,
I'm giving the people the best advantage to catch trophy rockfish today. Okay.
Chartreuse or white?
White or chartreuse. Those are the two top colors. You know why that is? Because you're not trolling that deep, okay? And those two colors are most visible in the water column. Chartreuse probably more so than white. So, and they, you know, everybody's going to be trolling, you know, shad or shad with skirts on it or umbrella rigs, and all that is supposed to imitate the profile of a bait fish. That's what the umbrella rig does. That's what a shad does. That's what a shad with an umbrella does. An umbrella is basically a backwards jig. Okay? The hair's curled on, or turned, the hair on the jig is put on upside down, other than, you know, like a traditional deer hair jig. And when it flows through the water column, the umbrella forms a wider profile, a bigger looking target for the fish to strike. So. What? You're just looking at me like you have a comment. What's your comment?
No, I just know what an umbrella is. That's pretty cool.
You didn't know what an umbrella
was? I did know what an umbrella was.
Well, I figured you would. You've been fishing a long time.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Some people use tandem rigs. Two umbrellas, two shads, one white, one chartreuse. Or maybe chartreuse and white. I'm not sure one way or the other. But I'm guessing that's the way that's going to go. So,
is this the way the show's going to go?
I hope not. I hope we get some phone calls here at 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We got some turkey hunters out there. This is the first weekend of turkey hunting season as well for the masses. I mean, the kids, from what I understand, did wonderfully. They did great. Okay? So it was a good early opener for Youth Day last week.
We talked to a hunting place, and they said they did really
good. Oh, yeah, we talked to a couple places that did really well. The kids did really well. So, you know, we're looking for those pictures for the upcoming issue of the Maryland Hunting Quarterly. If you got a youngster out there that took a turkey, and we got a few pictures, we'd be love to have them. Come to Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com, which is the website. Same way with the Crab Magazine. We're getting ready to launch the Crab Magazine in a month or so. And your crabbing pictures, eating crabs, catching crabs, lifting crabs out of the water, netting crabs, holding crabs, showing off crabs, kids with crabs. You get the idea. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com is the email address for the crab pictures as well. So we were in Southern Maryland the other day. We met some new folks, talked to some people that have been learned some things about the seafood industry here in Maryland. A lot of things about families, generations of families that have been in the seafood business down in St. Mary's County and other places.
Very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting stuff. So,
got to try some of their seafood.
It was good. It was good. What else happened this week? What did we do this week? You had your hearing yesterday. That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. We have a question online. So, John B. says, okay, white, and what was the other color?
Good morning, John.
Hi, John. How are you? He said there are two, right? White, and what was the other one? Is white actually a color?
White, no, black is colorless. Wait a minute.
See?
I know this.
you know this. Well, while you think about it, we'll wait for the first caller here. So the turkey thing is, you know, we're hearing predictions of a slow start to the rockfish season because of the water temperature. Hearing a slow start to the turkey season because of the temperature. I mean, has the temperature affected you personally, you, my wonderful listeners, has it affected your ability to go or your desire to go or your, you know, I mean, the wind, obviously, if you're going out there in a boat, but what do you think the effect of this cooler weather? It's 37 degrees this morning on the 21st of April. How does that affect you personally as a fisherman or even a hunter if you're going out for turkeys? I mean, turkey season's always chilly usually, but, you know, what do you think the effects of this weather are? I know what it is on our mood, on our frame of mind. We hear it every day. Wish this weather would get, you know, warm. Wish the wind would stop. I want to hear from you all. 410 WCBM 680. You know, we haven't seen in a while coming up Route 2. We haven't seen Paul
and Natalie. No. Where are you all?
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, yeah, we usually pass our trailer coming up, you know, with all the stuff.
I thought I was right. White is the absorption of all colors, or is the
absence?
No.
White is the absorption.
Wait. Black is the absence of color.
Okay.
White is all colors.
Oh. So then it really doesn't matter what color you troll, it's going to absorb all into the white anyway. No. What? White is the absorption of all color? Are you sure?
Black? I was right. Black is the absence of color.
Right. That's why there's a black hole.
Black in theory is the absence of all light.
Apparently in our audience, there's a black hole today. We're not reaching anybody.
White is a mixture of every frequency of light at equal amounts.
Okay.
So it's not seen as gray.
I get it, kind of.
Never mind.
Well, back in the early 80s, they came out with this thing for fishermen, which was marketed by every lure manufacturer, and it was called a color C, letter C, Lector. Okay? This was a thing you put on your boat, and I'm not sure how it actually worked, but whatever the water depth was or whatever, you know, whatever this thing told you the color was supposed to be, that's the color you were supposed to use for your fishing lures, you know. And they lasted a couple of years like every fad does, you know. And, you know, but it brought to the forefront the fact that fish do identify colors and see colors and so forth. So, you know, but I've always heard as a kid, I'm talking for 50 years, if you want to catch a walleye, you use green chartreuse or something bright orange or bright green because, you know, they can see that underwater better. Perch fishermen in some of the lakes in the Midwest, when they anchor up to catch yellow perch, they will tie orange streamers onto their anchor line to attract.
I want to know who asked the fish what colors they see.
Well, it's all scientifically proven, don't you know?
I think, and I'm only going to say this because I can say it about myself, okay? You say I am the most, what's the word? Susceptible
to marketing?
Marketing?
Yeah.
Person that you've ever met.
You probably have two color selectors in your ship.
Wait a minute. There is only two people in this world that are two types of people in this world that are just as susceptible or more than me.
Who?
Hunters and fishermen.
Really?
But I'm saying I can say it because I'm bad.
You're horrible. Oh, look. Here's something on the internet. I have to get one. Let me see where I can get it. It's either Etsy, Amazon, or direct from the manufacturer in Uzbekistan. She'll get it. Right?
If I can't find it.
If you can't find it.
If I find it, I'll get it.
You have something to say? Mr. Chris?
No, I'm just listening.
Oh. Well, I think she's right. I mean, that, you know, the lure has to catch the fisherman before it can catch the fish.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I would not say that about fishermen and hunters, because I love fishermen and hunters. We know that.
Right.
But they're just like me.
Right. Oh, I've seen some god-awful stuff, okay? There's a company out there for years has been marketing a device made out of a fishing hook that's been turned into a circle with a fishing hook barb on it, okay? And you put your, you screw your insert, or you put your insert in your arrow, and you put this thing on the insert, and then you screw your broadhead on, okay? So when you shoot the deer...
You can reel it in?
You laugh. Some of these things have sensors on them where you can track your deer. There used to be this thing with a string attached to it. You put it on your bow. It hooked into the stabilizer thing, and you shot the deer, and the string ran out, like with a fishing line. And that was just to cat, you know, just to kind of find the deer or the carcass.
Well, I was just thinking if you shot it and you had the thing to reel it back in, you never had to get out of the stand. You just arrow it. Boom, 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 boom. Never mind.
That would be you.
No. I was thinking I could probably sell one to you.
Touche.
Marketing.
I mean, there's some of the dumbest stuff out there. Do you remember, who was the attorney that used to, Dick Gelfman, right? Gelfman called me one day. He said, you're in a fishing magazine business. I said, yeah. He said, I want to test some fishing products. I said, okay. Where can we go? What can we do? So I called Captain Dan Kardash, and we went out on the gunpowder because it was not conducive to good fishing. I mean, it was like this time of year. And the first thing he had was this big lure that looked like, I mean, it was like, had to be like 2.5 ounces, you know, with a big treble hook on it, you know, touted as the greatest fishing lure in the world, okay? So I tied that thing on. Of course, I'm fishing for bass. This thing's musky size. So I'm throwing this thing out in the gunpowder, and I'm testing this thing for him. I can't remember what the other one was, whether it was some kind of spray additive or something. But, you know, we all fish different things. I don't think we caught a fish, or maybe we caught one. But I will tell you something. I'm not sure what this fish was that lunged at this lower boat side, probably a big striped bass. But it was one of the largest swirls in the water I've ever seen. I wish I'd have hooked that fish or at least seen it. But it was a monstrous fish. And we all saw it, you know. So we knew that thing would attract
fish.
You
saw the swirl.
We saw the swirl. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, it almost rocked the boat. It was huge.
Proverbial one that got away.
Got away. Yeah, I know.
The one that gets away, you hook. And then he breaks the line. This one was never a reality when it came to, you know, that type of thing.
Did you see
like another Loch Ness monster?
Nobody yelled there she blows or anything like that. Yeah. You know, I get that. So yeah, no. What?
And I was gonna say, did you see the video on Facebook of the whale in Ocean City yesterday?
No.
It came up to the fishing pier and knocked the fishing pier.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, actually. Yeah.
What kind of whale was it?
A big one.
Okay, I thought that maybe somebody might have been able to, you know, identify it.
Well, the guy on the video that was put on, it was pretty new when it was put on, so nobody had identified it yet.
Why don't you check back?
I think I'll check back.
Are they sure it was a whale, not a manatee?
It was a whale.
Okay.
It was definitely a whale.
Do you know that manatee? They caught it in the cove at my dad's house. That's where they got it.
Cool.
Chessie the manatee?
Yeah.
Oh, 20 years ago?
Queenstown Creek.
Yeah, 20 years, whenever that was. You know, Bill Burton.
It wasn't that old ago, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When Bill Burton was alive, he actually attempted to chronicle the life of Chessie, the Chesapeake monster, whatever that is. And he was going to write a book about it, and I guess it just never happened. But, Bill was a big fan of Chessie. So.
See, I'm waiting for somebody to get a... great white.
What, in the bay?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I mean, it is possible because there is apparently somewhere off the coast of New Jersey, there's a big breeding ground for them.
Right, right.
And they have been seen in New Jersey, I mean, for years.
Well, they've got bull sharks in the bay.
Yeah.
Watermen catch bull sharks every now and then, and a recreational angler. Remember Amy from Reisterstown that used to call all the time? You don't remember Amy? Sweet young lady. 90-some years old, passed a couple of years ago. She used to call. Her son had caught a bull shark at Sandy Point. Very celebrated bull shark. He went out, he saw it, and he went out and rigged up for it and caught it. 400 pounds or something like that. Checked it in at the old Reisterstown Bait and Tackle here in Reisterstown. Pictures of it. If you ever went in there, you might remember it. But, a bull shark in the Chesapeake Bay. It dragged him all the way down to Bloody Point. in his boat, and he wound up shooting the thing. He almost got in trouble for shooting it. But let's talk to Greg in White Marsh. Good morning, Greg. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Alan? How you doing?
I'm well. What's
going on?
I've
been listening to your show every morning for a while now, going on a tournament bass fishing. So,
yeah, okay, good.
So, you know, I'm heading to Happy Grease right now for a tournament. Actually, my first tournament of the year. But, yeah, you're talking about the water temperatures. I've never seen it this cold this late in the year.
Right.
And, you know, it's really messing with the spawning.
I bet.
They ain't even thinking about spawning.
Right. Right.
And I was at the Eastern Shore last week in the 80-degree day, and the water, 180-degree day we had.
Water temperature is still in the 40s, low 50s.
Well, it shot from, like, 55 to 70 degrees by the end of the day.
The water temperature?
Yeah, down the Eastern Shore, shallow rivers.
That'd be shallow, okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I was down there fishing for largemouth bass and snakehead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was a tough day.
Sure.
But,
well, we were, where did we run into that guy? Oh, I knew where it was. We stopped for a sandwich in Elkton the other day, and there was a guy in there with a, you know, one of these, you know, bass boat with all the accoutrements of having, being a sponsored bass fisherman. And I started fishing the flats. He goes, yeah. I said, how was it? He goes, pretty good. So.
They have been chewing up there, but you know, it's like water temps. I say, I guarantee it's probably 48 this morning, 47 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have no idea what I'm going to do, man. I'm just going to throw some crankbaits and, you know, spinnerbaits to see what happens, you know, and the guys I'm worried about, you know, I'm a catch and release guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, them guys, the cows, I'm sure, you know, they ain't, Cal Rockfish, they ain't spawned yet.
Right.
Spawning probably going on the lower chop tanks, stuff like that.
Oh, no doubt.
Flats,
yeah.
I guarantee them big cows, you know, last year this time, I still seen, I had a 50-incher man rolling my trolling motor up in the rocks in the river when I was fishing for smallmouth. And, you know, you could see them.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's water temperature. And
it's not there yet, weather. Is it?
No, it's horrible.
Yep. So, well, I guess we'll find out at the end of the day what the reports are, you know?
Yeah, you know, see what it is. I hope a lot of guys catch and release if they're still, you know, full of eggs. I hope they do that for you guys.
Well, they're still
not a big rock fishermen, but.
You know, there's still a governor's citation. You can get a citation signed by the governor by catch and releasing a 40-inch rockfish.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But, I mean, dragging them in when you're trolling is stressful enough on them because,
yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Is, I know.
So.
Yep.
You know, I just hope everybody does try to practice a little conservation out there today. So,
yeah, I hope so, too.
You know, but, I mean, Maryland touts this season. I mean, this is the day for rock fishing in Maryland, first day of the spring season. You know, get out there and catch the big ones. So, you know, okay. You know?
Sure.
All right, well, good luck up there in White Marsh, Greg. Give us a report next week.
Okay, Alan, I'll give you a call back, man.
You're fishing the flats today. Good luck.
Yeah, I'm on the flats, but I'm running up the river. I'll be probably right under the 95 bridge when it goes over to Susquehanna.
Yeah. I'm just thinking slow rolling a spinnerbait with a big blade on it might be the way to go.
Yeah, I'm going to start out deep, then I'm going to go shallow.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because the water temperature in the shallows will get up a little quicker than that in the deep water. So if you get some sunshine, you start fishing flats. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Yeah, brother. Thanks
See
a lot, man.
Bye-bye, Greg. There we go. All right. Hey, you know what? It's the today it starts and then ends tomorrow. Of course, the first ever Capital Outdoor Sportsman event. That's at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds today and tomorrow from 10 to 6 both days. It's $10 for admission. Kids under 12 are free. If you want to go both days, it's a wristband for 2 days for $15. More information, aacountyfair.org, or just keep listening. Doc Dogs will be there, a lumberjack show, canine demonstrations, and a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. Thank you to their sponsors, Leo's Vacation Center, the Maryland Association of Campgrounds, and there's a great interactive kids area, children's area, RV and camping world presented by the two sponsors, a demo area for ATVs. There's going to be an archery demonstration, and today, antique tractor pool. Of course, there's a little admission to that as well. But it's the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event at the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds in Crownsville today and tomorrow, 10 to 6. www.aacountyfair.org. Now, if you're headed that way, you may as well stop down and see our buddies at Papa John's Farm. If you like gardening, enjoy gardening, well, I'd like to recommend Schillinger, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. You've been there, Robin.
We're going to stop by there today, aren't we?
Yes, we are. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. They've got annuals by the pack or the flat, perennials by the pot, bedding plants, planters, and lots of beautiful hanging baskets, pansies, impatiens, petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Now, Papa John's Farm has all the vegetable plants, too, already started, ready to plant in your home garden. Tomatoes and squash and onions and watermelon, cantaloupe, hot peppers and herbs also, too, as well. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12, 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You drive right to the greenhouses, you make your selections, or you give them a call, 410-969-5909. Think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church. And guess what? Mother's Day's coming up. This year it's May 13th. 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger's Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Hey, Chesapeake Outdoors, first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers, has everything you could need, want, or imagine for rockfish. They've got all the trolling baits in all the top colors and some pretty unique colors as well. Habanero baits is one that you can check out. They've got the big jig heads, you know, and the bug eyes and whatever they got, but they've got the rubber skirts. You put a nice shad on there. Called Habanero Custom Baits, made right here in the Eastern Shore. Lots of trolling rods and reels, lots of rigs, you know, line winding if you want. They've got everything. And they've even got freshwater stuff as well. That was cute. So, if you catch, fillet, and release, they've got the Bubba Blade knives. If you know it's going to be sunny, they got a giant selection of Costa Del Mar. If you're going to keep your fish, they've got the big Yeti coolers, and they even have the Yeti tumblers for the one like the one you've got and the one I've got and that type of thing. They've got a full line of crossbows. But here's what I want to tell you. I want to tell you where they're located, number one. They're located on Route 50 East, exit 39B, right there on Kent Island. That's Dominion Road. Custom planer boards, planer board lines, all the rigging, all the flags, everything for trolling. I mean, that's what is going on right now is the trolling, of course. But the owners and management asked me to put out the Help Wanted sign, too. So, if you're looking for something to do, you live on the shore, you like the outdoors, and you don't mind working, 410. 604-2500, 410-604-2500. That'd be a great job for me, surrounded by camo and, you know, live bait and, you know.
I got a question. Why didn't you think of that first before you put the Help Wanted on there?
Do what?
You can go to work for them.
Sure, why not?
There we go.
They're looking for help. Chesapeake Outdoors. 410-604-2500. Stop in, talk to John. He's the big, tall guy. He's the manager. Check him out. If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, Bay Country Baker in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 11 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but they carry some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts and pastries and cookies and breads on the Eastern Shore. We'll have to stop down there some Friday and bring Chris a donut.
What just so you can see, because they are good donuts.
They are. I don't go through the fast food or chain store drive-thru when I'm headed on Route 50, headed to the marsh or going fishing. My mouth and belly just can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery. It's a big chocolate-covered donut with sprinkles on a pink building. You can't miss it. The donut's like 10 feet tall. I mean, you can't. Bay Country Bakery is owned by Dave and Gina Levy. They are your host, and they are trained chefs. They strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think big donut. If you limit out today, stop by and get some lunch. Or treat yourself to a donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there. You never know.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
What?
Just a good old boy.
Just a good old boy.
Never meaning no harm.
Nope.
Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curve.
All right. A little wailing there for you. It's kind of a theme song for one of our special features, but it's okay. You got a phone call. So what were you telling me about a big donut cake?
They used to get them at work. Like for people, especially we have a friend, Betty, that has her birthday. In fact, it was this week. She always gets one. It's this big, giant donut. It's a real donut, but it's like the size of a cake. And then you cut it, like, in slices. It's really good.
Really good. That's something else we need to talk about. So the giant donut on the side of the building is the actual size of a cake. I guess it could be. Hey, look who's here. Our buddy Stan. He's out there trying to avoid the four-legged sausages on the side of Route 70, probably. Hey, Stan, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Headed up 70?
We'll be in about 3 more miles.
Yeah, watch out for those four-legged sausages up that walk across the road up there.
On 70, I'm on Ordnance Road. I just almost nailed two of them this morning.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. What fun we have.
Yeah.
I just heard the rest of the commercial. I am truly blessed. It's the first time in about a month I've actually had a radio and a tractor. I've been going crazy. I was going to steal Mom's smartphone. Wait, I'll look at other websites and stuff. But anyway.
No, wait a minute. we had to bump you there for a minute because you said a bad word, a four-letter word that began with a W. So anyway, we had to bump that off. We're not allowed to talk about that. So.
Okay.
But that's okay. But you're back. But I heard you say you're – wife won't let you have her phone because she doesn't want you looking at websites.
Yeah, I've been Googling a bunch of rifle sites, different makes, models. Looking at the new Creedmoor. She gets nervous.
You should have come to the benefit Saturday, March 31st. We had a Savage Axis with a beautiful scope on it in 6.5 Creedmoor, donated by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation to the Maryland Hunting Coalition.
I would love to come. There's a whole lot of things I'd like to do. I Googled Smith Island, too, and I remembered when I was 15, 16 years old, and I used to go down there, and I wondered why I didn't stay. Yeah. The mail boat only came over twice. But what I wanted to tell you real quick before I listen, because I don't want to take up a whole bunch of time, because I'm...
Oh, we like talking to you.
I finally listen to you.
Yeah, okay.
Before I get to Route 32. On your way over, I don't know what time the donut shop opens over there, but just get my number from your producer Saturday morning. I'll meet you up here at the Beltway in 97. Just... If you can pack on about an extra half a dozen, I'd appreciate the heck out of it.
We'll do what we can do. All right.
We'd love to.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. You just hang on there. We will we'll turn you back over to Chris. He'll get your phone number, and we'll be good to go.
Alan, yeah. And Mr. Alan, and the young lady.
Robin.
Hey, it's been so long. I'm really excited that I can actually hear the program again.
Yeah, I'm glad you're back.
I'll be listening. Well, I'm getting the phone.
Okay.
I will have the app.
Good.
Because this is the best lineup in Baltimore. So.
No question. No question about it.
I can hear you to Hagerstown. I'm good to go.
Perfect, man. Perfect. That's about as far west as we go. But the app
will take you anywhere.
The app will take you anywhere. You know.
Works for me.
Yeah. I mean, we got listeners in Alabama and Florida and.
I know.
Yeah. Ecuador and
New Zealand
and God knows where else.
I couldn't hear you at exit 19.
All right. Well, Stan, you be safe out there, buddy. Keep the shiny side up.
I was going to throw a rock at the window with a note on it.
There you go. That works for me. All right, buddy. Take care, Stan.
Bye-bye.
See you, man. Bye-bye. And he is on hold for Chris to get his number. So there you go. All right. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. How's the hot chocolate?
It's good.
Oh, yeah? Good. Glad to hear that.
I was cold.
I know you were cold, but, you know, it's 37 degrees out there. So, you know what? If you're trolling for rockfish today, it's going to be a little breezy out there in the bay.
Not as breezy as it was yesterday.
Yeah. You know, I've chummed for rockfish in November, and it's been cold. But, I mean, that's after, you know, the whole summer, the bay's warmed up, everything's, and, man, we had a great time. Captain Roy Leverone, we caught some fresh sea-run fish. They still had the gill lice in them. They were fat. They were like little footballs reeling them in November. They were great. Good eating fish. And, you know, so
I
can't
wait. We had some good fish this week.
Huh?
We had some good fish this week.
We did. We had some white perch. Yep, fresh white perch. So I love fish. So any of our cooks out there know how to make the skin on a white perch crunchy? Let me know. It's eluded us for now, hasn't it, Robin?
Not exactly.
What do you mean, not exactly?
It didn't elude us. I didn't cook it right the first time. I mean, I didn't cook it right at all. I didn't add the egg wash. I just put butter or flour on it. Next time I'll do it with a full batter.
Okay.
The reason it didn't get crispy was because I didn't do a full batter. But if somebody can come up with some way to just get the crispy
skin crispy on a white perch,
I will listen
without overcooking it. All right. There you go. There's Ross in Pasadena. Hey, Ross. How you doing, man?
Hi, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Hi.
Hi. I live on Gray's Creek, which is right close to the mouth of the magazine.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, this cold weather is affecting crabs, but how much of an effect do you think it will have?
There's guys that haven't even put the first pot in yet, you know.
Yeah.
But I suspect with the... with the lack of effort today,
mm-hmm.
I mean, this, you know, since the first of the month when the season came in, it's probably going to be a pretty good season once the water temperature warms up and these guys are starting to catch some crabs.
That's what I wanted to hear.
You know, I mean, I hope so. Right now they're coming from Louisiana, Texas, and wherever else,
mm-hmm.
and they're expensive. There's no question. Bushel crabs is very expensive right now. To the dealer, the wholesale price is unbelievable. So,
mm-hmm.
you know. So.
Okay, well, as long as they start to get near my pier,
it'll be fine. Yeah, just wait till the water temperature gets a little higher, and you just got to wait a little longer, which makes the anticipation so much better, you know?
It does.
I know, but I can't wait.
Oh, I know. I can't either.
I have the beer is cold, so I'm just waiting on the crabs right now.
That sounds wonderful.
Okay, Ross. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Take care, guys. Bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Here he goes. All right. So Tom, our buddy from Hartford Security, says, as long as you're hauling donuts, you know, I'm a cop.
I think we'll be bootlegging donuts pretty soon.
It sounds like it. I'm going to have to call Dave. Hey, Dave, look, you're going to have to meet me in Easton with, you know, a half a truckload. So, cause
Hey, I think he would probably do it.
He probably would. He's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
They're good folks.
They brought our wedding cake, and they did a wonderful job.
You know, I think Tom's a state cop, okay?
Okay.
So, I know he's a state cop. So, you know the little ice cream shop out there on Liberty Road where you like to get a snowball?
Oh, yeah.
So I pulled in there one day, and there were like three cop cars and five or six cops at the getting ice cream cones, you know? And their cars were pulled in, and they were all kind of leaning on the back deck on the trunk, standing there talking, eating ice cream cones, and couldn't resist.
I know you can't.
Couldn't resist. Said, "Hey guys, I didn't know they had donut flavored ice cream here." Guy said, "Get his license number." What?
Nothing.
I poked a bear. I'm allowed to do that from time to time.
You poke a lot of things.
I do. All right. So here we hear from John B. again. He's building an axe and knife throwing target today. As if I wasn't redneck enough. It looked interesting, and I'm in. Have you ever tried it? I've tried throwing axes and knives. Yes, I have. And
usually when you're mad about something.
That's pens and, you know, coffee cups. And no, I don't throw stuff. I don't throw stuff much. But the axe and knife throwing target, that does sound interesting. I've only ever thrown them at, like, the end of a log, you know, on a post at some of these campgrounds and stuff. There's definitely an art to it. So, no question about it. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And we're waiting to hear from you. Come on, you rock fisherman. What are you doing? You're just so focused you can't pick up the phone and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Where are you headed? What are you fishing for? What are you fishing with? That's what I want to know. 410-WCBM-680. All right. You know, the season does start today through May 15th. One fish per person per day. The minimum size is 35 inches total length, same as last year. Now, 19 inches when the summer season starts with non-offset circle hooks for rockfish. That's for chumming and for live lining, okay? And that little condition there with the non-offset circle hooks is what prompted the reduction from 20 to 19 inches, okay? The bycatch was the bycatch, you know, or the dead rate, the floaters rate was a little too high, you know, when the fish were 20 inches. So a lot of fish got 18 and a half, 19 and a half inches, you know, so they're deep hooked. And what do? You can't keep an illegal fish, right? So overboard it goes. Even if you cut the line, you know, you're still going to kill fish. So, all right, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-668. Tom said, "Now that's funny. My cop story."
Don't help him. Don't encourage him, Tom.
Don't encourage me, Tom. Thank you. Oh, man. Hartford Security. Good folks, you know. They had a little commercial with us here, and man, they offered a nice discount to our listeners. So, you know, give them a call if you get a chance. Let's talk about somebody else. Let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. How's that sound, Chris? All right. Talk about Clyde Sports Shop. Clyde's is ready to go with any and every type of fishing. They're all excited about the rockfish season, of course. And they've ordered the non-offset circle hooks. I know you can get them there. Wonder if the fishing hotline's back online.
Oh, I heard that last week.
That was not good. Let's try it again. Let's try it again this week. Two four seven three four seven four. What happened? Did I dial it? Let's try it again. 410-247-3474. There we go. There's a line. 247 Fish, 24-hour fishing hotline, Clyde Sports Shop. Maybe. Hello. Okay. You can try anytime you want there offline, Chris. Honest to God, folks, we're trying to help them. Well, let's just do the regular commercial.
Well, last week you told them.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Maybe the line's just jammed up. Maybe people were just...
They're listening to your show, and they are just overwhelming.
I think that's probably what it is. So, all right. Well, they're ready for rockfish, but they're also ready for perch. They're ready for trout. They're ready for crabs. They're ready for catfish. Isn't there a catfish tournament today up in northern Queen Anne's County? I think there is. Something like that. But anyway, the fishing tournaments are starting, the little, you know, local ones and stuff. But trolling combos from Clyde Sports Shop. Live bait, frozen bait, you name the fish, they've got the tackle to take care of it. All the hooks, all the lines, all the weights, you name it. At Clyde's, they are ready to go fishing. They're ready for some warm weather. They're ready for the crabbins to get going. But right now, you can call them at 410-242-6108 or stop by for any type of fishing that you would like to do and call that 24-hour fishing hotline, 410-247-3474. If you want to call the store, it's 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports Shop, love them as a sponsor. Hate their fishing line right now, but, you know, we'll try it again, see what happens.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Finally, a good stretch of weather all weekend long for the East Coast with high pressure overhead up and down the 95 corridor. Good looking day today. Sunshine 62 downtown, and that's not too far below average. Light northwest winds out there. Not as cold tonight, in the mid-40s, mid-60s with sunshine on Sunday. And then nice looking weather Monday, Tuesday with high temps in the low to mid-60s. Our next chance for rain late Tuesday night and into Wednesday. I'm Scott Lariamore, the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex. Hey, if you've never tried trolling with planer boards and want to, the place to go is Chesapeake Outdoors. They've got the custom planer boards, the custom lines. They've got the hooks. They've got the flags. They've got everything you could need, want, or imagine for trolling with planer boards, because they do it right there, and they can explain the whole process to you. They can help you out. So that's another technique to think about. Maybe not today. I mean, you might just be wrapping up everybody else's line out there today, but, you know, sometime during the middle of the week it might work out for you. So rods, reels, trolling combos, line, every kind of trolling bait, including the habanero custom baits, only available at Chesapeake Outdoors. You ought to see these baits. And then they have some hand-poured baits there from a friend with the rubber skirts and the whole deal. So, you know, turkey season's here, too. They've got the Avian X decoys by Zinc. They got the Remington shotguns. They've got the Raven crossbows. They got the Yeti coolers, the Bubba Blade knives, the Costa sunglasses. And, you know, it's just your full-service sporting goods store called First Choice for Eastern Shore Hunters and Anglers at Chesapeake Outdoors, located at Route 50 East, exit 39B. That's on Kent Island. The road is called Dominion Road that they're on. You'll go right by them on 50 and then turn onto the exit and kind of do a little hairpin back to them. 410-604-2500. By the way, they asked me to ask our audience, if anybody on the Eastern Shore is looking for a job, they're hiring. They need some good, dependable, honest people to come and sit behind the counter or stock shelves or wait on customers or whatever it might be, wind line, but get involved in the sporting goods industry. I'll tell you something. I worked 2 years at a sporting goods store. It was an invaluable experience in my life, and it can lead to a lot of better things. So give them a call, 410-604-2500, 604-2500. Ask to talk to John. Tell him you heard it on the radio, and you're looking for something to do. How's that? Whew. All right. And one more time, let's talk about the first ever Capital Outdoor Sportsman event today and tomorrow. That's at the Anne Arundel County Fair. And that is a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's $10 per day, two-day wristband, $15. Kids under 12 are free. They're open 10 to 6. You want to see what's going on, aacountyfair.org. But let me tell you about the entertainment a little bit. It's Doc Dogs, the Lumberjack Show, the Canine Demonstrations. The sponsors are Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. So they've got an RV and camping world with the two sponsors, a children's area that's interactive, demonstration areas for ATVs. They've got archery demos, additional antique tractor pull today, $5 to get in. So there you go. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. Kept her picture on his wall. Went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all.
Wasn't that the Country Music Association's Song of the Year 2 years in a row for George Jones? I believe it was. Greatest country western song ever written. Hey, Shirley, Milford Mill, how you doing, dear?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
What's up?
Oh, I was just calling to say hi to Mr. and Mrs. Allen.
Hi there,
Shirley.
Girl. How you doing?
How are you all today?
Doing well.
Wonderful.
Haven't forgot about you.
Oh, I know you have, but that's okay.
You know.
I know you're a busy man.
Oh, my. You have no idea. It's been unbelievable since we got married.
I know it has, and I have talked to Robin. I just want to say good morning to Miss Allison. I'm glad she's feeling better and back with you.
Oh, yeah. I could get myself up this morning, and I was awake.
Yes. Well, congratulations, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
Well,
it's good to talk
Shirley.
To you.
I appreciate that.
Yes, I was just called. I said, let me call and say hi to them, and I'm glad Robin is there.
See,
she
some
is.
People like me here.
I like you, kind of. Well, I tolerate you.
Okay, Jason.
All right. Hey, Shirley, thank you for the call.
sure. That's all I wanted. Okay, y'all.
Shirley, you have a wonderful day, okay?
Oh, you too, honey.
Have a great weekend. Thanks,
Bye-bye.
Shirley. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I like her. Oh, she's great.
She's a good lady. She worked at Northwest Hospital in the cafeteria, and I spent a lot of time there, as you know. And we got talking, and, you know, nice lady. Lives right down the street from where I did. So.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, within,
cool.
Like, I mean, within 2 minutes. So.
Very cool.
Yeah. So. Are we out of time yet?
No.
I'm ready for this hour to end. 30 seconds. Oh, we got a, what's it called?
Instapot
pressure cooker. Robin made up this wonderful mix, and we put a deer roast in there, and it cooked it to absolute perfection.
I ate it, and I don't eat whitetail.
No, she ate it, and she loved it.
I even drank the broth.
You drank the broth, too, but you know, you got 10 seconds to give us the ingredients, you remember?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Half a teaspoon of garlic powder, half a teaspoon of onion powder, half a teaspoon of salt, half a teaspoon of pepper, half a teaspoon of paprika.
Okay.
And I'll finish it when we get back.
Oh, I love the way you tease our audience. All right. Well, there you go. There's the music. I guess we'll have to get out of here for the day. Hopefully we'll get some people that are on the road getting ready to go rock fishing here. We didn't get any turkey hunters. They're kind of a tight-lipped bunch. They don't want to talk about their turkey hunting experiences, you know. Very private individuals, you know, turkeys, you know. You got to be a genius to kill one. That's why I've never killed one. So, right, Robin?
Mm-hmm.
So, it's true. You got to know all the calls and the subtleties and the clucks and the putts and the struts and whatever you do for turkey hunting. I'm not much at it.
You just got to look up in the tree above your head.
Yeah, we've done that, too. We sat down under the tree where they've roosted. That's not a good idea. All right. Enjoy it out there today. Get out, stay safe.